Now, this week, you may have heard the news regarding the alleged murder of 23-year-old Ballarat woman Hannah Maguire. Her body was found in bushland southwest of Ballarat on Friday, and a 21-year-old man has since been charged with her murder. Hannah is the 22nd woman to be allegedly killed due to violence in Australia this year, according to Australian Femicide Watch. So why are we seeing so much violence towards women in this country? Well, Hunter Johnson is the CEO of The Man Cave. He delivers in-school programs across New South Wales and Victoria to limit toxic masculinity and reduce rates of anxiety and depression that often lead to outcomes of suicide and domestic abuse. And he joins us now. Hunter, thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks so much for having me.
It doesn't get any easier, does it, hearing headlines of violence against women?
No, it definitely feels like we're at a very important and confronting inflection point for the space. And, you know, I think on one hand, we're seeing these tragic stories week after week, which I think last year there was about 75 women who tragically were killed from men's violence against women. And, you know, we're up to, 12th of April, and we're up to, as you just said, Christy, 22 women. It's just not okay. And the other side of it is that we also know that men's self-harm, so men's suicide, is also a massive, massive issue. I think the statistics say that a man will take his life every 3.5 hours in Australia. So we're coming to this point of just going, well, instead of designing systems that try to deal with the crisis of these issues right at the end, what does it look like to work preventative, and what does it look like to work through an early intervention framework so we can support boys and men to understand their emotional world, their mental health, their relationship skills, their social connection, so we can see them flourish, but not just for them, obviously for the women and other people in our communities.
I suspect this isn't an easy question to answer, Hunter, but how did we get here?
So many compounding factors, but what I would say is the model of masculinity is changing, and that's pretty confronting for many people. And what I mean by that is the model that, you know, a post-World War II man inherited around being a bloke was to be stoic, to be strong, to be a provider, to get on with it, and to effectively spend a lot of his life out in the workforce. And what we now see is a shift in expectations, attitudes and beliefs, where men are told that they've had all the power, that they are privileged, that they need to be more emotional, that they need to be more vulnerable. And it's very confusing for a lot of men who have grown up with a certain set of cultural beliefs and conditioning. And then now, you know, there's a lot of inflammation around the conversation, particularly on gender and identity, which is really inflaming the whole argument for what's required for men. And I think that the really confusing thing that we see after, just to provide context as well, we work with about 70,000 teenage boys right across the country. And what they're feeling is that they just, their identity is being attacked, that they're being shamed, that they're being called toxic, and they're effectively cleaning up a mess that they didn't create. And what we've seen over recent time is that viral influencers, I'm sure some of the listeners may have heard of Andrew Tate, he became the most Googled man on the planet, so ahead of Donald Trump or Kim Kardashian, and effectively was a very, stoic influencer who basically pushed some very strong beliefs onto millions of young men. And those beliefs were that women have all the control, that society doesn't care about men, that feminism has ruined society and things were better before, and that gender roles are set by biology and evolution. And we've also had a generation who have spent a couple of years inside, you know, on their devices due to the COVID years. So we're starting to see that the algorithm starts to feed them more radicalized content that starts to create more division, disrespect and disengagement. And that's really starting to play out in the school system, where a lot of female teachers are now leaving the high school profession just because it's too much. They don't know how to deal with it. So this is a real call to action, not just for, you know, the men in this world, absolutely, but also for the government. We need to do a lot more to start to equip, you know, our communities to how to navigate these very complex issues.
Obviously, you know, you're doing what you can to make a difference here. Talk to me a bit more about the Man Cave. You and I have actually spoken previously about this. And of course, I mentioned some of the early or the first programs you delivered were actually here in our region in Tamworth and Gunnedah. Tell me, I mean, what do you remember from that time, those very early days of the Man Cave?
Yeah, big shout out to the Gunnedah and Tamworth region. That's where it began for us, which is, very exciting. And I do want to point out that, you know, whilst there is this intensity around what we're seeing in the media, on the ground working with tens of thousands of teenage boys, there is absolute hope. Like, we see incredible, kind, compassionate, strong young men who are taking way more responsibility for their own mental health, but also for how they want to show up in their relationships, in communities, in interpersonal relationships as well. So it is a really, whilst tragic, there is an immense amount of hope for what we're seeing on the ground when young men are given the safe space, the role models, the permission and the language to start to explore some of these very tricky conversations, and also a space where they feel like they can potentially ask the politically incorrect question and not be shamed or cancelled. And through our programs, which, as you said, started, I think, at Tamworth High and Peel High back in the day, we use a very diverse crew of facilitators there's about 30 of them who represent the diversity of men in our communities. And they basically are the positive role models that come from a very non-authoritative perspective. So they can sit down and have a conversation that speaks to the culture that the boys are in from someone who's just a little bit further down the track. And we know that these boys are desperate for diverse, positive role models, which, you know, they used to really get from the community, whether it's the town hall, the church, the footy club. But now we're seeing that those places aren't attended en masse to the same level they were. Boys are finding quote-unquote role models or influencers online who are starting to feed them some very negative rhetoric. So for us, we really focus on mental health skills for boys, respectful relationship skills for boys, and then ultimately how can they start to activate their purpose and find who they want to be and the impact they want to create in the world, and delivering that in a way that's really accessible through language and role models that they love.
Mm. Hunter, have you had to adapt or change the Man Cave programming as you know, we've seen statistics and perhaps stories and conversations around this change? I mean, have you had to adapt as well?
A little bit. You know, the gender space has just evolved so significantly in the time that we've been in operation. And, you know, being really frank, we've had some, you know, some conversations going, you know, should we call ourselves the Man Cave, you know, given what that can represent? And where we've sat with, you know, some deep reflection about this is actually, no, we're just going to own this name. And the fact that we can't run away from the word man or Man Cave, and that's not going to solve this gender equality problem that we have. In fact, we really want to show that when groups of men get together, they can be incredibly safe and respectful and compassionate. And that's been a really important thing for us to own, because otherwise we can just get washed away. We're trying to appease everyone, and particularly those who have very strong opinions on Twitter. And the other side of it is, yeah, the big thing that's probably changed is the role of influencers online. We know that... you know, I've said this before, but this is the first generation of young people who are really being raised by algorithms. And we know that the algorithms are largely unregulated online, and they start to just feed whatever is grabbing the most attention of the viewer or the watcher. And then that slowly starts to shift belief systems into more radical points of view, because the content that people are consuming is just more shocking and sensationalized, which subsequently releases more dopamine, serotonin, and very, very subtly starts to get them to believe in something that potentially might not be aligned with their values. So we've had to really adjust our programs to be able to have conversations of that nature. And then also, you know, we often don't use the phrase, if ever actually, toxic masculinity. I think it is way too divisive. I think it isn't actually representative or fair for many men. And I think there are other ways in to have really important conversations that really, I guess, invite men in, opposed to kind of pointing the finger. Because, you know, I know this after working with 70,000 young men now, that when they are given the space to feel respected and heard, they absolutely show up.
Mm. Hunter, this is a really tricky conversation, and I have friends who are parents of teenage boys at the moment, and they're watching, you know, a lot of these conversations and what's happening on social media and what's available on social media. What are your, do you have any tips for parents and those that perhaps, you know, have young men or young women in their lives at the moment?
Yeah, just really in the context of having some of these online conversations, the biggest thing is to not come in with your preloaded opinion. I think coming in from a position where you seek to understand or get curious before you judge is absolutely something to do. I think more than ever before, we have to go against some of these very seductive and addictive technologies and spend way more time in nature. A really simple thing is to commit to one outside adventure a year with your child. And if you have multiple childs, if you have the ability to do that with each of those childs individually. And thirdly, you know, this is a personal belief of mine, is that I think we really need to bring back rites of passage into the mainstream, for, in particular, for teenage young men. We know that when 12 to 16-year-olds are evolving, their bodies are evolving, their mind and their brain development is evolving, they actually break away from their parents and they seek mentoring and guidance elsewhere, which used to be, you know, from the village, you know, from the uncles or the aunties or the cousins. And unfortunately, we don't have those kind of very community-orientated structures in the mainstream these days. But through a proper initiation or a rite of passage, which doesn't have to be too intense, and there's much resources online people can Google, we're able to support young men to let go of the boy behavior and step into healthy adult behavior. And really what I mean by that is shifting their psychology from I am center of the universe to I am a part of the universe, and my life is about service and respect and leaving behind a better world than what I inherited.
Mm. Hunter, great to talk to you this morning. Thanks for giving us some time about a topic that is tricky, but it's, you know, worrying so many people in our communities right now. We really appreciate your insights this morning. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. That is Hunter Johnson there, CEO of The Man Cave. They deliver school programs across New South Wales and Victoria to limit toxic masculinity and reduce rates of anxiety and depression that often lead to outcomes of both suicide and domestic abuse as well. You might be able to find out more about that, The Man Cave, online as well.